He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We are coming at you live from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. You can see our webpage here, and really the main thing you want to do is two things. One, you want to know that you can watch every Gadget Professor show from day one just by going to the Gadget Professor webpage, thegadgetprofessor.com. And the second thing that you may want to know is if you want to subscribe to the newsletter on the right-hand side, if you go right here to newsletter and click that button, what will happen is you put your email address in every Thursday. As soon as the show is posted, you will get a copy of everything that we talked about hot links. So if you want to know about this gadget or this particular piece of software, an app that we discussed, you just click on it and it takes you right to the website. So that's a handy thing to have. I don't sell your email list or do anything other than send you the show notes once a week. So there you go. Keep in mind that you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That's thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. And I will definitely answer all my emails. So there you go. Thank you very much. Today we're going to take a look at I don't want to call it a gadget, but it's a piece of software that's totally free. And it's very versatile, and I think you're going to definitely want to take advantage of this. And what it is, it's actually a voice recognition software that comes available. It's available for free using the Google Docs. And you can access Google Docs through your email program. And right now I'm on just standard Gmail. So there it is. And over here on the right hand side, you see Google Apps. So I'm going to click that. And over here, you can see Docs, Calendar, Slides, Drive, Sheets, which is Excel, all kinds of things, chat, Meet. But right now I just want to create a document. So I'm going to go into to Docs, Documents. And what we're going to see here, so I'm going to go into Documents, and I'm going to create a blank document. So there you go. So this is essentially using Word, and it's all online. What I like about that is I have all my old documents that I created, whether it's letters or spreadsheets or whatever it is, it's always available online wherever I am in the world, and I can access those documents for free as long as I have an internet connection. And I also can share those documents to get comments or have someone else read it over or sign a document or whatever I want. So Google Docs is probably the number one handiest app there is out there, hands down, at least in my opinion. So what we're going to do here is go in and type, but I hate typing and I don't know how to type, and it really slows things down. So what we're going to do is so simple. Here's a blank document, and you have 100% zoom, normal text. You can check your textiles, you can check your text styles. You can go in and adjust any font that you want. You can go in and adjust the point size, bold, italic, underline, whatever, the color. There's a zillion things that you can do, but I don't want to type today. So what I'm going to do is actually go into Tools and just scroll down here, and it says voice typing. Now, I am on my Lenovo laptop. It's nothing special. And you have two options. You can use a microphone that's built right in to my laptop, which is absolutely nothing special. It's not a particularly good microphone. And just talk, and it will type. The other thing that we're going to do, we'll do one test with that. And clearly everybody knows that if you use an external microphone like this, a USB microphone, this happens to be a Samsung microphone, about $100, very nice microphone for sure. And plug that in, I can use this microphone to talk into to type, opposed to the one that's built in my computer. People say that if you have an external microphone, it's going to pick up better, the clarity is better, so on and so forth. So any type of external microphone, USB microphone that you want to plug into your laptop will supposedly work better. and we'll see if supposedly is true or not. So right now I'm going to go in and I'm just going to click on voice typing. I have no microphone in this other than the microphone, as I said, that's built into the computer. So here we are, and to start this, I'm going to go click to speak. So here we go. So you can see the microphone emblem there turns brown, and that means that I'm actually typing. The quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog. Period, new paragraph. All right, let's try this for an experiment. Period, new paragraph. Hello, everyone. This is Don Bain, the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you live from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. Period, new paragraph. So instead of Don, it said John. Not too bad, though. And now I'm going to try something else. I'm going to talk really quick. Again, no microphone other than the built-in one in the laptop. Period, new paragraph. Hello, everyone. This is Don Bain, the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you live from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. So a lot of mistakes, but it's easy to take that now and go in and do spell check or reread it. It's a heck of a lot faster than me typing, that's for sure. Now what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to plug in the external microphone here, the Samsung microphone. Okay, so that is actually booted up. And just for kicks and giggles here, you can interact with this anytime. Period, new paragraph. I'm going to go in and just restart it, if you will. I'm going to go to Tools, Voice Typing. Let's do that again. Here we go. And now I'm going to click to speak, and I'm bringing this microphone about a foot from my mouth. Hello, everyone. This is Don Bain, the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you live from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Perfect. Yeah, one mistake. Let's try it again. Period, new paragraph. Hello, everyone. This is Don Bain, the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you live from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. Got that absolutely perfect. Now I'm going to try something else. Period, new paragraph. The quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog. Perfect. Now I'm going to talk really fast. Period, new paragraph. Hello, everyone. This is Don Bain, the Gadget Professor, coming at you live from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. It's Thursday, and we have a new show for you. Pretty much perfect. They had where instead of were. That's understandable. So I do think things are a tad better using an external microphone, and it makes sense. One, you can have the microphone in the proximity of your mouth, and two, this is going to do a better job. It better do a better job, because this is like $100 and made to, you know, record voice, whereas the one in the computer is kind of isolated and packed in there. It works, and they both work, quite frankly, but if I had my choice between an external microphone and the laptop, I would obviously choose the external microphone. But a great app, and you know what? At the end of the day, you can see this is typing, and I'm about a foot away from this Samsung microphone, and it's working really well. What I can do with this now is save it, keep it on the internet and access it anytime, or I can just save it out as a Word document or WPS, that other software, the free office software that we talked about, and I'm good to go. So this is really an extremely handy and useful and free app that I would encourage you to check out. I am not the best typist, and I much prefer this. The other thing that's nice is it's all typed for me now. Yeah, I will have a few words that are misspelled, but I can easily go back in and use a spell checker and add and delete as I want, interacting with the computer and the keyboard. So very nice app, and it works quite well. And, you know, 10 years ago, you would spend $3,000-$4,000 for software that would do voice recognition, and it wouldn't be that accurate. Today, it's free, and it's extremely accurate. So you can see it. It went right to the next page here, and it's just keeping up with me as I speak. Clearly, the faster your processor and the more RAM that you have, the better this will work. But for the most part, it's quite good, and for the price, you can't beat it. All right, let's get into some apps of the day, and the first one we have, I think you'll really enjoy. This is called Just Watch, and what it is, it's a way to see your favorite movies and TV shows just by doing a search, and you can search from any country. It will allow you to choose the country that you're in, and it will tell you whether the video that you want to stream and watch, or the TV show that you want to watch. Streaming is on Netflix, Prime Video, Hulu, Amazon, HBO Now, YouTube, the Roku box, the whole bit, Stars, Vudu. Probably about 50 or 60 different streaming services, and it will tell you exactly where you got to go to watch it. Now, just for the heck of it, I like this movie, Django. I just saw it here, so I'm going to click on it, and bang, it comes up where I can rent it, where I can stream it, the whole bit, real nice. So right here on PlayStation, it's $1.99 to rent. I can buy it for $6.99 in high def off of Amazon, so on and so forth. Very nicely done. And you also have a free preview. So that's all very cool. And it's a very nice app. It's called Just Watch, and that would be justwatch.com. But of course, it will be on the show notes if you subscribe to those. The next app, I highly recommend this. If you have a watch, an Apple Watch, this is a great free app. It's called Cardiogram, and this is a health app, obviously, but what this will do is it will monitor your heart 24 hours a day, and it will tell you all kinds of important things. Your heart beats 102,000 times per day, and Cardiogram tells you what that data means. Will help you understand your health, your stress, your sleep, and your fitness. So, excellent app, very nicely integrated with the Apple Watch. As you know, I'm not a big fan of the Apple Watch. I do wear it on occasion. I have a Series 3. It's okay. I think what bugs me most about my Apple Watch is, I don't know, you just constantly have to charge it, and it's kind of a pain in the neck. Also, I would like it a little bit larger than it is, but that's just me. You can get a pretty good buy on the Apple Watch now because I think the Series 4 is out, and they're slightly reducing the smaller versions of it, the 1, the 2, and the 3 series. So if you want a watch, keep your eyes on the computer, and you will find one at a reasonable cost. Now, this next app is called Mobile Passport. This app I mentioned when it first came out, but I got to tell you, this app is getting better and better. I really, really like it. It's a must-have if you're going to be traveling, especially doing any international traveling. You download the app. It's totally free. It will enable U.S. and Canadian visitors to save time as it processes you through 29 major airports and cruise ports. Securely submit your passport and customs declaration form, and all these things are actually preloaded into the app, so you don't have to worry about it. Very, very nice. And if you're going to be traveling, keep in mind you must physically carry your passport at all times. But this app gives you all the information that you may need to know, and works real well, totally free. Very nice app. It gets better, as I said, every day. Now, this next app, I get a lot of questions. I would say probably half my questions that I get are on softwares, free softwares, and VPN. We covered VPN a little bit last week. Here's another one that's a real winner. It's called ExpressVPN, VPN proxy for Wi-Fi. Last week, we talked in detail about what a VPN is, a virtual private network, and why you want it. This app is free. It's available for both the Android operating system and the iOS. And you get 24/7 support, which is nice. They do have various plans that are very affordable. You can try these out risk-free for 30 days. What's nice about it is it will show you all the private networks that are available, and you just one tap and you're on it. What I really like about this particular app is it has over 3,000 networks over 94 countries. So pretty much wherever you are, you're going to find a VPN server that will work for you. It's safe. It's anonymous. You will definitely protect your privacy. They have a 7-day free trial, and also it's a 30-day money-back guarantee. So you're not going to go wrong with that. Okay. The next app is a Superman app if you're doing any video editing, and this is called DaVinci Resolve 16, available on both the Windows platform and I believe the Mac. If you want a free app that's going to do video editing and you don't want to shell out a lot of bucks for Premiere Pro, which is the one I prefer, DaVinci Resolve is going to do everything you want for free. There are a bazillion tutorials on this app. And if you're into video editing or want to be into video editing, hands down, this is one of the best ones out there. Certainly one of the top five. So check that out. It's called DaVinci Resolve, and you will definitely like this. Yes, there's a little learning curve to this, but again, between all the tutorials that are out there, and it's pretty intuitive. It won't take you more than a day or two fooling around with the app and with the software, and you will get to understand it. Now, this last one, kind of one of those esoteric tools. It's an app. It's totally free, available. It's primarily used for your Windows operating system. But what this will do, it's a search engine that basically will allow you to search on pretty much anything, any name that you want. It uses Boolean algebra to do that, but it basically... will streamline all your files, and then it will allow you to search. So it's a very small installation. It's clean and simple to use. It indexes everything, which makes a search significantly faster, and uses up minimal resources. So if you have a lot of files, photographs, things like that, and you want to search on a particular name, this allows you to do exactly that. And it's called Void Tools. The particular app is everything. And it does an amazing job of indexing the files. And once they're indexed, you can do a search very, very quickly on that. I like that app. It's totally free. And if you have a ton of files, as I do, that's one of the better tools out there to do your video searches on. So that's going to wrap it up for the Gadget Professor. I hope you enjoyed the show. I enjoyed bringing it to you. And I will see everyone next week. So long from the Gadget Professor.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.